was scrambling at the moment down in Canberra. Okay, looking at now the function of water in the atmosphere. So it's a non-permanent gas with variable concentration. The way we look at water is in terms of its vapor pressure in the atmosphere relative to its saturated vapor pressure. Saturated vapor pressure is simply the maximum amount of water vapor you'll find at a given temperature. The higher the temperature then, the more water vapor we'll put into the atmosphere, so the higher the saturated vapor pressure. To give you some numbers, at 0 degrees, our saturated vapor pressure is 0.06 of an atmosphere. At 25, it's up to 0.03 of an atmosphere. The relative humidity is simply the ratio then of our measured partial pressure of water over the saturated vapor pressure of water at that temperature. So you're basically effectively using a lookup table of what the temperature should be versus what you've measured. Now, a relative humidity probe, you won't see any of this going on, you'll just see a relative humidity number pop out. So in this case, 80% relative humidity would indicate then at 0.0048 of a partial pressure of water at 0 degrees C, whereas at 25 degrees C, you would need 0.025 of an atmosphere, because your saturated vapor pressure at that temperature is that much higher. So that's what RH is about.